Our Best Every Day is a podcast from Grady County Schools. I'm Michael Best, Chief Operations Officer for Grady County School System, and I'm the host of this weekly informational podcast that features our amazing students, teachers, and administrators sharing how they give their best every day to Grady County Schools. And now, welcome to this week's podcast from Grady County Schools, Our Best Every Day. Hello again, and welcome back to another school year and Our Best Every Day as we begin our podcast series again. And we kick off the new year with our superintendent, Dr. Eric McPhee. And Dr. McPhee, welcome back. Very quick summer, and here we go.
Summer was almost non-existent, but thank you for the invitation. I always look forward to these podcasts.
Well, we officially kicked off school this week, and a very smooth opening. Got all the schools going, got all the kids in, and get them all home. And we are well underway with another school year, and with it, a lot of changes involving safety, involving attendance, those type things that we'll talk about during the school year as we go through this podcast. But very excited to get another year going.
Yeah, myself as well. This morning was fabulous. All of our staff, parents, students seem to have followed all the recommendations on getting in and out of school this morning. Lines were nowhere near as long as sometimes you see in the past, so we'd like to keep it that way. Get the kids in, get them fed, get them taught, and then we'll get them home safely. So I'm just waiting now for Robert Dykes, our chief of transportation, to give me the high sign when all the kids are home.
Made them all safely home. So that's what we're shooting for. And speaking of buses, we have a couple of new things happening. One of them is a new program called Busology that once we get it fully implemented, parents will be able to know pretty much what time the bus will arrive to pick them up, what time the bus will arrive to drop them off in the afternoons, and just kind of give them peace of mind about the buses on the way.
Yes, sir. The system comes with a complete GPS system within our buses. So not only do we have the cameras on the buses, now we have the GPS system that will be shared with our parents through an app that Busology, ViFi, I think it's called. And as soon as we have that up and running, we'll share that with the parents, and they can receive alerts about their kids and how far away they are from the bus stop. It's a great opportunity for all of our parents, and it's a huge safety issue. We see it right now on our computers. You and I have it on our computer.
Right.
But we can see where the bus is, and it shows the stops,
right.
And it's pretty exciting stuff.
And it also gives us a clear idea of what bus students are on. And that helps answer a lot of questions in the afternoons when people are trying to figure out which bus they ride and that type thing. So it's going to be a great program once we get it in. Also, we have dropped a new curriculum in English, and they've been working real hard since last year to pick the curriculum and then train on it. And they, I know our teachers and our curriculum directors have worked real hard, and so that's being given to the students this year as well.
Yes, sir. In English language arts, we've brought in the benchmark system. That's the curriculum that we're using in K through 5, and then we're using the HMH in 6th through 12th grade. You know, English adopted all new standards, and whenever they adopt new standards, they kind of switch things around. It's always nice for the teachers to have a resource for their literature, their writing, their reading. And all of those programs are part of what we're doing here as we continue to increase our scores. The main change, not only with the adoption, is going to be the testing in high school. You know, 11th graders were always tested in the American literature,
right,
a component of their EOC, the end of course test. This year, it's moving to the 10th grade, and 10th grade English language arts will be the tested year for all of our students.
Okay.
So that's going to be all brand new for our people, our kids, our teachers, and they're pumped up, ready to go. They did a lot of training, and it's exciting to change that up.
And also this summer, we spent a lot of time focusing on safety, putting in new safety measures. We have the Synthegix Alert badges that will allow a teacher or anybody in the school to press the button a certain number of times, and it'll bring an administrator right to them to help if there's a situation. We kind of call it the I need help, and this is for I have a situation I need help with. Then if there's something bigger, God forbid, something that causes the whole school to get locked down, that's a we need help. And that signaling on that will lock the entire school down, notify 911, mm-hmm. get the right people coming, and just ensure a quick response to a situation should something develop. And, of course, we hope not.
Yes, sir. New laws through legislation that was passed back in March requires all schools to have a strategic alert. It doesn't have to be Syntegix. Syntegix is the name brand.
Right.
But an alert system within their school for all their teachers, a push-button panic alert, as well as a mapping system through our schools. So when there is an emergency, it maps out specific locations, and it's done both through class numbers, so school personnel understand it. But when we send this out to notification to 911, which is automatic on a lockdown, it maps our school in latitude and longitude. So our police department, our fire department, our rescue, they know exactly where to go. So that's in the pocket of our police department. It's on 911. Our sheriff has it. Our city police chief has it. Our own police officers have it. So it's very exciting software, and it's complete safety modification that the legislation mandated, but we were already ahead of the game by a year and had that in place. So we're ready to meet the law and looking forward to it improving every year.
And this year, our schools are fully staffed with an SRO, a school resource officer in every school.
Yes, sir. We hired
two plus new a ones. Chief that will be going between all the schools as well. So we've got that in place. We've got for any big events, we have a clear bag policy that, you know, just to, everybody can kind of keep everything where we can see it. So those are some of the safety measures that have been put in place, and there's more coming. But the goal is, of course, just to keep our students and our staff safe at all times.
Absolutely. And you know the school zones, and not just the school zones. And when you're driving in the morning, I was out there, you were out there this morning really early, and it's dark out there. And some of our streets are very dark. So just remember that we're back to school. Kids are out at bus stops. Kids are crossing streets. Just take your time. Take a little extra. Leave a little early if you're worried about being late. And that's for all our community. Just watch out. The kids are out there, and they are kids, and they make children's decisions.
Right.
And so we have to be extra vigilant, slow down a little bit. It never hurts. And by golly, when those buses put those arms out, that stop sign, follow that stop sign. Your vision is impaired when you're trying to pass that bus. And our children are crossing and they're waiting on the signs. Please do us a favor and watch those bus arms, those stop signs going out, and follow that.
Yeah, let's just all be safe and slow down and get used to the fact that we have kids out and about and extra cars, and especially the first few weeks, traffic's going to be a little crazy. And just be patient. It all works out. Everybody settles down. And it's always kind of weird how there's so many cars in the beginning, and then as the year goes on, I don't know what happens, but it kind of just all filters down and gets to normal. So it will.
You know, we have parents that show up for parent pickup, and it's 2 hours before school. Yeah. That's out to be first in line. And I know, even with my own children, if you show up 10 minutes after school lets out, you pretty much can do just a drive-by pickup.
Yeah,
there's no line after
you
that.
You miss everything,
So no hurry. You know, obviously be there within a reasonable time, but you don't have to be first in line.
Right. So, but we're excited to have another school year underway. And, of course, our school nutrition staff has been working all summer to prepare. And once again this year, all meals, breakfast and lunch are free. And, you know, I know there was some concern with all the budget cuts, but we've received all the money that we expected to receive, and everything is going just as we expect it to go.
Exactly. All our federal program, federal money is back in, which is about 10% of our budget. It's not the biggest part, but it's extensive. School lunches are the same. All the children, every child, doesn't matter, income is free and free lunch, breakfast.
Yeah.
Take advantage of it. Go eat something. If you haven't eaten, there's no stigma with eating in a cafeteria.
Yeah.
I've been 37 years eating in the school
cafeteria.
You know, so please eat in those school cafeterias and take advantage. Mallory does our food service and does a great job.
All right. So another year underway. Just wanted to touch base with you as we get things cranked up this year. Looking forward to an exciting year again, and just so many great things last year. We're looking to top those things this year with our test scores and just the fact that we've got a great group of kids and a great level of parent support. Just work with those teachers, and let's make it a team effort and have a great year.
It's about communication. You know, if you hear one side, there's always two sides to every story. Reach out to your teachers. Reach out to your administrators. If you have questions or concerns, that's their job to help you solve that. And rather than anger, quick to anger, come on in and talk with somebody, and let's see if we can't come up with a solution that fits what's best for the child. And that's what we're here for, is the main thing, keeping that main thing the main thing, and the main thing is our children.
Amen. All right. Well, thank you, Dr. McPhee, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again throughout the year, but we're looking forward to another exciting year as we get started with our school year 2025-26.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Eric McPhee, with us, our superintendent, and we will have more.
Thanks
from
for listening to this week's podcast, Our Best Every Day from Grady County Schools. It's a good day.